Somebody go past the window?
What?
Somebody just went past the window. That way.
Oh.
Another one. Another one just went past, downwards.
What?
Two people have just fallen out of that window to their almost certain death.
Fine.
Look! Two people, three people have just fallen past that window.
Must be a board meeting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was Wilkins of finance.
Oh, no, that was Robertson.
Wilkins.
Robertson.
Wilkins.
Robertson.
That was Wilkins.
That was Wilkins.
He was a good, good golfer, Wilkins.
Very good golfer. Rotten at finance. It'll be Parkinson next.
Bet you won't.
How much?
What?
How much do you bet it won't? Fiver?
All right.
Done.
You're on.
Fine. Come on, Parky.
Don't do it, Parky.
Come on, Parky.
Come on, now. Come on, jump, Parky.
Yes, sir. I'm writing to complain about that sketch about people falling out of a high building. I have worked all my life in such a building and have never once...
Parkinson!
Johnson! My God, this is terrible. Will somebody please stop it?
Right now, sir. Let's try it this way.
Tonight's spectrum looks at one of the major problems in the world today. The whole vexed question of what is going on. Is there still time to confront it, let alone solve it, or is it too late? What are the figures? What are the facts? What do people mean when they talk about things? Alexander Hardacre of the Economic Affairs Bureau.
In this graph, this column represents 23% of the population. This column represents 28% of the population. And this column represents 43% of the population.
Telling figures indeed. Well, what do they mean to you? What do they mean to me? What do they mean to the average man in the street? With me now is Professor Tiddles of Leeds University. Professor, you've spent many years researching into things. What do you think?
I think it's too early to tell.
Too early to tell? Too early to say. It means the same thing. The word say is the same as the word tell. They're not spelled the same, but they mean the same. It's an identical situation we have with ship and boat, but not the same as we have with bow and bow. They're spelled differently, mean different things, but sound the same. But the real question remains, what is the solution, if any, to this problem? What can we do? What am I saying? Why am I sitting in this chair? Why am I on this programme? And what am I going to say next? Here to answer this is a professional cricketer.
I can say nothing at this point.
Well, you were wrong, Professor.
Hello.
Hello. So, where do we stand? Where do we stand? Where do we sit? Where do we come? Where do we go? What do we do? What do we say? What do we eat? What do we drink? What do we think? What do we do?
Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
Well, come on in. Excuse me not shaking hands, but I've just been putting a bit of lard on the cat's boil.
Very nice.
Well, you must be tired. It's a long drive from Coventry, isn't it?
Yes, well, we usually reckon on 5.5 hours, and it took us 6 hours and 53 minutes with a 25-minute wait at Frampton Cottrell to stretch our legs. Only we had to wait 30 minutes to get on the M5 near Droitwich.
Really?
Yes, then there was a 3-mile queue just before Bridgewater on the A38. Only normally we come round on the B3339 just before Bridgewater, you see.
Really?
Yes, but this time we decided to risk it because they're always saying they're going to widen it there.
Are they?
Yes, well, just there by the intersection where the A372 joins up. There's plenty of room to widen it there. There's only the grass verges. They could get another 6 feet, knock down that hospital. Then we took the coast road through Willetton and got all the Taunton traffic on the A358 from Crocombe and Stockham.
But... Well, you must be dying for a cup of tea.
Well, wouldn't say no.
Well,
not if it's warm and wet.
Well, come on in the lounge. I'm just about to serve afternoon tea.
Very nice.
Come on in, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Oh, this is Mr. and Mrs. Phillips.
Good afternoon.
It's their third year with us. We can't keep you away, can we? And over here is Mr. Hilter.
Good afternoon.
Planning a little excursion, are we, Mr. Hilter?
Yeah, we make a little... Das ist Spruchweise bewegen. Hike.
Hiking.
We make a little hike for Biddeford.
Oh, well, you'll be wanting the A39, Dave. No, you've got the wrong map there. This is Stalingrad. You want the Ilfracombe and Barnstable section?
Ah! I'm the original! You have the wrong map here, you silly old leg before wicked English person.
Sorry, mein Führer, I did not... Mein dicky old chum.
Lucky Mr. Johnson pointed that out, eh? You wouldn't have had much fun in Stalingrad, would you? I said, you wouldn't have had much fun in Stalingrad, would you?
Not much fun in Stalingrad, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce you. This is Ron. Ron Ribbentrop.
Oh, not Von Ribbentrop, eh?
9999! Oh, no, different other chap. No, I in Somerset am being born. Von Ribbentrop is born in Gotteramastrasse 46, Dusseldorf, West 8. So they say.
This is the quiet one, Mr. Bimler. Heinrich Bimler.
How do you do that, Squire? Also, I'm not minded, lad, but I in Peterborough Lincolnshire House was given birth to. But stay in Peterborough Lincolnshire House all during war, owing to nasty running sores. I was unable to go in the streets, play football, or go to Nuremberg. I am a retired window cleaner and pacifist without doing war crimes. I am very glad England win World Cup, Bobby Charlton, Martin Peters, and eating lots of chips and fish and toad in the Horace and Dundee cake on Piccadilly line. Don't you know, old chap? And was head of Gestapo for 10 years. Oh, 5 years. Oh, no, 9. Was not head of Gestapo at all. I make jokes.
Mr. Bimler, you do have us on. Oh, excuse me, I must just go and answer that.
How long are you down here for, Mr. Hilter? Just a fortnight.
Can't you ask that? You aspire or something? Get out there against some Britisher pig. You're going to die.
Take it easy, Dickie, old chum.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. He's a bit on edge. He hasn't slept since 1945.
Shut your cake hole, you Nazi.
Cool it, Fuhrer cat.
Oh, the fun we have.
Haven't I seen him on the television?
No.
Television doctor?
No.
Telephone, Mr. Hilter. It's that nice Mr. McGoring from the Bell and Compasses. Ah. He says he's found a place where you can hire bombers by the hour.
If he opens his big mouth again, it's lampshade time!
Set up! Hire bombers by the hour. What a laugh he is, that Scottish person. But old Norman.
He's on the telephone. Hold on nowadays.
In business, is he?
Soon, baby.
Of course, it's his big day Thursday. They've been planning it for months.
What happens then?
Oh, it's the North Minehead by-election. Mr. Hilter's standing as a National Bolshevist candidate. Oh. He's got wonderful plans for Minehead.
Like what?
Well, for a start, he wants to annex Poland.
Oh, North Minehead's conservative, isn't it?
Well, they get a lot of people at their rallies.
Rallies?
Well, their Bolshevist meetings. Down at the Axis Cafe in Rosedale Road.
Alles muss mit der Mittelschmerz gestorben sein.
I am not a racialist, but this is a big but. The International Socialist Party believe that Übergeben muss das Fremden sein mit der sneaky Armstrong Jones. Historische Tanten ist der König von meinen.
Mr. Hitler, this day that historically Taunton is the part of Minehead already.
He's right. Do you know that?
Und Kriegsvater ist die letzte Fühlung, dass wir haben in Somerset.
Think of Mr. Hilter's policies.
Well, I don't like the sound of these here concentration bamps.
Well, I gave him my baby to kiss, and he bit it on the head.
Well, I think he'd do a lot of good for the stock exchange. No, no.
Oh, yes, British pals. Here's Wunderbar. Full.
Ah. I think he's right about the coons, but then I'm a bit mental.
Oh, he's got beautiful legs.
Well, speaking of conservative candidate, I just drone on and on and on and on, never letting anyone else get a word in edgeways until I start foaming at the mouth and falling over backwards.
Oh. Foam at the mouth and fall over backwards. Is he foaming at the mouth to fall over backwards, or falling over backwards to foam at the mouth? Tonight, Spectrum examines the whole question of frothing and falling, coughing and calling, screaming and bawling, walling and stalling, galling and mauling, bawling and hauling, trawling and squalling and zawling. Zawling. Is there a word, zawling? If there is, what does it mean? If there isn't, what does it mean? Perhaps both, maybe neither. What do I mean by the word mean? What do I mean by the word word? What do I mean by what do I mean? What do I mean by do and what do I do by mean? What do by do, and what I mean by wasting your time like this. Good night.
Good night. Good evening. I wish to report a burglary.
Speak up, please, sir.
I wish to report a burglary.
I can't hear you, sir.
I wish to report a burglary!
That's a little bit too loud, sir. Could you say it just a little less loud than that?
I wish to report a burglary.
Well, I'm still not getting anything. Could you try it in a higher register?
What do you mean, a higher register?
What?
I wish to report a burglary!
Oh, that's it. Hang on a moment. Now, a little bit louder.
I wish to report a burglary!
Report a what?
Burglary!
That's it. That's the exact frequency. Now, keep it there.
Hello, sort!
Evening, Jordan.
I was thinking about this friend of mine from Kroger's hands! When we had no burglary! We went to investigate and find £5,000 stolen!
Well, I'm afraid I'm going off duty now, sir. Could you tell Sergeant Foster?
I was sitting at home with a friend of mine from Kansas City!
Yes, excuse me, sir, but why the funny voice?
Terry, I just got used to talking like that to the other sergeant. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, I can't hear you, sir. Could you try speaking in a lower register?
I wish to report the loss of £5,000.
£5,000? That's serious. You'd better speak to the detective inspector.
What seems to be the trouble, Sergeant?
Well, this gentleman, sir, has just come in to report that he was sitting home with a friend when he heard a noise in the back room, went round to investigate and found that £5,000 in savings had been stolen.
I see.
Where do you live, sir?
121 Halliwell Road, Dulwich, SE21.
121 Halliwell Road, Dulwich, SE21.
Another Halliwell Road job, are you, Sergeant?
Yes, I can't believe it. I thought the blame of dynamics put inside last year.
Yes, it Parkhurst!
Well, it must have been somebody else.
Thank you, Sergeant.
We'll get things moving right away, sir.
You take over here, Sergeant!
Ready, alert all Swatchards in the area.
Hello, darling. I'm afraid I've got a great harm this evening.
Calling all squad cars in the area.
I think that's in very bad taste.
in the news this morning.
Good afternoon and welcome to Hurlingham Park. You join us just as the competitors are running out onto the field on this lovely winter's afternoon here with the going firm underfoot and very little sign of rain. Well, it certainly looks as though we're in for a splendid afternoon sport in this, the 127th Upper Class Twit of the Year show. Now, the competitors will be off any moment, so let me just identify them for you. Vivian Smith-Smythe-Smith has O-level in kennel hygiene. Simon Zinc Trumpet Harris, married to a very attractive table lamp. Nigel Incubator Jones, his best friend is a tree, and in his spare time he's a stockbroker. Gervaise Brooke Hamster is in the guards, and his father uses him as a waste paper basket. And finally, Oliver St. John Mollusk, Harrow in the guards, thought by many to be this year's outstanding twit. Now they're moving up to the starting line. There's a jolly good crowd here today. Are there understarters' orders? And they're off! Oh, no, they're not. No, they didn't realise they were supposed to start. Never mind, we'll soon sort that out. The judge is explaining it to them now. I think Nigel and Gervaise have got the idea. All set to go. Oh, and they're off! And it's a fast start this year. Oliver C.D. Wallace is running a bit wide there. And now they're coming into their first test, the straight line. They've got to walk along this straight line without falling over. And Oliver's over at the back there. Simon's coming through quite fast on the outside, I think. Simon and Nigel, both of them coming through very fast. Oh, there's Nigel there, number three, I'm sorry. And on the outside, there's Gervaise coming through just out of shelter now. The position, Simon and Vivian at the front coming up the matchbox jump. Three layers of matchboxes to clear. And Simon's over. And Vivian's over beautifully. Oh, the jump of a lifetime, if only his father could understand. Here's Nigel. No, Gervaise is over. Nigel is over. He's only just hit the top. And now it's Gervaise. Gervaise is going to jump in, is it? No, he's jumped the wrong way. There he goes. Nigel's over. Beautifully. Now it's only Oliver. Oliver and Gervaise. Oh, murder. And now it's kicking the beggar. Simon's there, and he's putting the work in. And not terribly hard, but there's another star in the place down, so Simon can move on. Now Vivian's there. Vivian is there and waiting for a chance. Here he comes. Oh, a real pile driver. A real pile driver. And now Simon's at number one. Vivian two, Nigel three, Gervaise at four, and Oliver bringing up the rear. There's Oliver. There's Oliver now. He's at the back. I think he's having a trouble with his old brain injury. He's going to have a go. No, no, bad luck. But he's up. He doesn't know when he's beaten this boy. He doesn't know when he's winning either. He doesn't have any sort of sensory apparatus known to man. He's outstanding young friend. Oh, man. There's Gervaise. He's putting the boot in there. He's going to do this. He's not going to get down. The steward's giving him a little bit of advice. Yes, he can move on now. He can move on to the hunt photograph. Yes, I think he's real. Yes, he's off. Gervaise is there. And Oliver's still at the back having trouble with the matchboxes. Now, here's the hunt ball photograph, and the first here is Simon. He's going to enjoy a joke with Lady Arabella Plunkett. She hopes to go into films. And Vivian's through there, and Nigel's there, enjoying a joke with Lady Sarah Pencil Farthing, Vivian Steamroller, Adam's Thigh Biscuit Aftershave, Gore String Bottom Smith. And there's Simon now in the sports car. He's reversing into the old woman. He's absolutely beautifully. Now he's going to accelerate forward there to wake up the neighbour. There's Vivian, I think. No, Vivian's lost his keys. No, there's Vivian. He's got the old woman slowly but surely right. The midriff, and here he is. Here he is to wake up the neighbour now. Simon right in the lead, comfortably in the lead, but he can't get this neighbour woken up. He's slamming away there as best he can. He's getting absolutely no reaction at all. No, there, he's woken him up, and Simon's through. Here comes Vivian, Vivian to slam the door. And there we are back at the hunt ball. I think that's Gervaise, yes, that's Gervaise going through there. And here comes Oliver, brave Oliver. Is he going to make it to the table? No, I don't think he is. Yes, he is. Oh! And the crowd are really rising to him there. And there I can see. Who is that there? Yes, that's Nigel. Nigel has woken the neighbour. My God, this is exciting. Nigel's very excited. He's going through. Here comes Gervaise. Gervaise, oh no, this is out in the front there. Simon is supposed to insult the waiter and he's forgotten. And Oliver has run himself over. What a great twit. And now here comes Vivian. Vivian to insult the waiter. And he is heaping abuse on him. He's just humiliating him there and he's throwing to the lead. Simon's not with him. No, Vivian's up and he's hit the bar. Now they've got to get out of this bar. This is extremely difficult as it requires absolutely expert coordination between mind and body. No, they're hitting it now. Here we go again. Simon's falling backwards. Here's Nigel and he's tripped. Nigel has tripped and he's under. Simon fails again. Now here is Gervaise. Don't influence
German is too by accident. There's your basis. Here's the last moment. But now here we are. Here's Nigel right at the head of the field. And now he's got to shoot the rabbit. These rabbits have been tied to the ground. And they're going to make it frisky. And this is only a one-day event. And they're blazing away there. They're not getting quite the results that they might. Gervais is in there, trying to bash it to death with the front of his rifle. And I think Nigel's in there with his bare hands. But they're not getting the results they might, but it's a little bit misty today, and they must be shooting from a range of at least 1 foot. But there's a couple of hits there, I think. Yes, they've had a couple of hits, and the whole field is off again. And here they are. They're coming up to the dirt. Gervais first, Vivian second, Simon third, and now they've got to take the bras off from the front. This is really difficult. This is really the most difficult part of the entire competition. Oh, my God, they're having a bit of trouble in there, I think. They're really trying now, and the crowd is getting excited. And I think some of the quits are getting rather excited too. But anyway, Vivian is there. Vivian is coming through. Simon's in second place. And, there's Oliver. He's dead, but he's not necessarily out of it. There goes Nigel. No, he's lost something. No, he hasn't. And Gervais running through to this final obstacle. Now, all they have to do here to win the title is to shoot themselves. Simon has a go. Bad luck. He misses. Nigel misses. Now, there's Gervais. And Gervais has shot himself. Gervais is up at first quit of the year. There's Nigel. He shot Simon by mistake. Simon is second. And there's Nigel. Nigel shot himself. Nigel is third in this fight. And most exciting upper class quit of the year I have ever seen. Nigel's clubbed himself into fourth place. And so the final result, upper class quit of the year. Gervais, Brookhamster of Kensington and Weybridge. Runner-up, Vivian Smith, Spy Smith of Kensington. And third, Nigel Incubator Jones of Henley. Will there certainly be some car door slamming in the street to Kensington tonight?
Dear sir, how splendid it is to see the flower of British manhood wiping itself out with such pluck and tenacity. Britain need have no fear with leaders of this calibre. If only a few of the so-called working classes would destroy themselves so sportingly. Yours, etc., Brigadier Mannering Smith, 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 etc. Deceased, etc. P.S., etc. Come on, other wanks, show your stuff.
Yes, sir, I'll do me best stuff.
No, not good enough. No, still not good enough. Hey, that's better.
Okay, all clear.
Now, I understand that you want to marry my daughter.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, you realise, of course, that Rosamond is still rather young.
Daddy, you make me feel like a child.
Oh, yeah, you know, get them when they're young,
I'm sure you'll know what I mean, Mr.
Shabby, Ken Shabby.
Mr. Shabby, I just want to make sure that you'll be able to look after my daughter.
Oh, yeah, I'll be able to look after her, I sport. I know what I mean, I.
And, what job do you do?
I'll clean out public lavatories.
Is there a promotion involved?
Oh, yeah. After 5 years, they give me a brush. Yes. I'm sorry, Squire, I've gobbed on your carpet.
And where are you going to live?
Well, round at my gran's. She trains polecats. But most of them are suffocated, so there should be a bit of spare room in the attic, eh? You know what I mean?
And when do you expect to get married?
Oh, right away, sport, right away, you know. I haven't had it for weeks.
Well, look, I'll phone the bishop and see if we can get the abbot.
Oh, Dory!
The story so far. Rosamond's father has become ensnared by Mr. Shabby's extraordinary personal magnetism.
Bob and Janet have eaten Mr. Farquhar's goldfish during an Oxfam lunch, and Mrs. Elsmore's marriage is threatened by Doug's insistence that he is on a different level of consciousness. Louise's hernia has been confirmed, and Jim, Bob's brother, has run over the editor of The Lancet on his way to see Jenny, a freelance pagoda designer. On the other side of the continent, Napoleon still broods over the smouldering remains of a city he had crossed half the earth to conquer, whilst Mary, Roger's half-sister, settles down to watch television. There now follows a party political broadcast on behalf of the Wood Party.
Good evening. We in the Wood Party feel very strongly that the present weak drafting of the local government bill leaves a lot to be desired, and we intend to fight.
Hello? Hello? I'm afraid the minister's fallen through the earth's crust. Excuse me a moment. Hello?
Hello?
Are you all right, minister?
I appear to have landed on this kind of ledge thing.
Shall we lower down one of the BBC ropes?
If you'd be so kind.
What length of BBC rope would we be likely to need?
I should use the longest BBC rope. That would be a good idea, I would imagine.
Okie doke, chief. Tex, get the longest BBC rope and bring it here pronto.
In the meantime, since I am on all channels, perhaps I'd better carry on with this broadcast by shouting about our housing plans from down here as best I can. Could someone throw me down a script? The script would appear to have landed on a different ledge, somewhat out of my grasp, don't you know?
Well, perhaps when the rope reaches you, Minister, you could kind of swing over to the ledge and grab it.
Good idea. Well, I'm going to carry on if I can read the script. Good evening. We in the Wood Party feel very strongly about the present weak drafting of the local government bill. And no, it's no good. It's not working. I think I'll have to try and make a grab for it. It's impact. Good evening. We in the Wood Party feel very strongly about the present. Hello?
Hello?
Look, I must look a bit of a chump hanging upside down like this.
Don't worry, Minister. I think, love, if we turn the picture upside down, we should help the Minister, Hen.
Oh, good. Look, I'm sorry about this. Seems to be a sort of reference about. I think I'd better start from the beginning. Good evening. We in the Wood Party feel very strongly about... Oh, bloody heck! Terribly sorry about this. I'm about saying bloody heck on all channels, but
there's another script on the way down, Minister.
Good. Well, good evening. How are you? Look, I don't want you to think of the Wood Party as a load of old men that like hanging around on ropes. Thank you. Good evening. We in the Wood Party feel very strongly about the present weak drafting. Look, I think we'd better call it a day.
Now, is this the furthest distance that a minister has fallen, Robert?
Surprisingly not. The Canadian Minister for External Affairs fell nearly 7 miles during a Liberal conference in Ottawa about 6 years ago. And then quite recently, the Kenyan Minister for Agric and Fish fell nearly 12 miles during a Nairobi debate in Parliament, although this hasn't been ratified yet.
How far did the Filipino cabinet fall last March?
Well, they fell nearly 39 miles, but it's not nearly so remarkable, as that was due to their combined rate, of course, Robert.
Yes. Well, thank you, Robert. Well, now, what are your reactions to all this, Robert?
Well, Robert, the main thing is, this is terribly exciting, tremendously exciting. You see, the minister is now quite clearly lodged between rocks. We know terribly little. Of course, the main thing is, they're getting colour quality pictures of extraordinary high quality. But the important thing, the really exciting thing is, the minister will be bringing examples of the Earth's core, which will give us a tremendous, really tremendous clue as to the origins of the Earth and what God himself is made of. I needed that.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Well, that seems to be about all we have time for tonight, unless anyone has anything else to say. Has anyone anything else to say?
No.
Nope.
No.
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 Bloody furry.
No.
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 Nine? No.
No.
No, 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 no.
What do we mean by no? What do we mean by yes? What do we mean by no, no, no? Tonight's spectrum was the whole question of what is no? What is not no?